This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us here is Abby Friedel. I think I probably screwed that up.
No.
And Jackie Adams of Fast. It says Fast. It's a very impressive name tag.
We're like Fast Eddie, only females.
Oh, wow.
And for
you've
those
got
of,
competition.
For those of you who, I am not complaining. For those of you wondering, it is female aviators sticking together. That's what it's all about.
Okay, now why did you form this group?
We are helpers. The formers were corporate and pilots for legendary aircraft. Oh boy, I can't even talk.
It's Thursday.
And five women, some with military background and helicopter, all kinds of backgrounds, got together because the 99s are great. The women in aviation is great. It's all been helping all along, but we needed something online where we could get instant information, instant gratification, a place to just vent if we needed to.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of venting goes on.
Well, there's some, but mostly it's educational, uplifting, supportive type stuff that goes on.
Now, I don't know if you guys will know this statistic, but I'm wondering, I know you know plenty of statistics, but how many, what is the percentage of the pilot population that is female?
Yeah, so.
Here you go.
We got it.
That's a good question, and I think that question is one of the reasons that FAST is so important to have. Right now, pulled the statistics as of end of 2017, that's the most recent we have, it was 7%. We've just crested the 7% mark of women in as pilots. Total count of pilots is 7% right now.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Sure.
That statistic is the first time in like 50 years it's crested over 6%.
Wow.
So we are
ticking
headway. It up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
pay attention, guys. They're nipping at your heels.
Oh, poor guys. Yeah.
Well, we have it so rough.
I know.
Did you hear that they had an unmanned KC-10 flight?
Yes, we did.
I love
yes,
that.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good thing, too, that you have a support group because I have a friend of mine, a couple of friends, actually, that are involved in aviation. They're women. One of them is a helicopter pilot and also a flight attendant for a major airline.
Yeah.
And it can be, well, dicey out there for women. You know, there's a lot more challenges
mm-hmm.
for women aviators than there are for men. We're men. We just boom, roll right in. Life
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, it's assumed that we'll
exactly.
be good at that.
That's right. But women, they look at it and they snicker and you can't fly a plane. You're a girly girl, and then, you know, and the thing of it being is that's the attitude that's totally wrong because. You know, it doesn't matter what gender you are, you can still fly.
Right. It's a flight deck.
Right.
And
right.
the airplane doesn't know if you're male or female. It only knows if you're able to control it, maneuver it, and do it smoothly and safely.
Right.
And that's the focus.
The only thing
that
it might notice, though, is if your feet don't reach the pedals.
Well, and we have ways of overcoming that.
That's right.
That.
We can
and that's
fix that.
Part of FAST. The solutions to that, the pillows to sit on, the pillows to push you from the back. Some women are like 5 feet. And they have to get little rudder extensions, rudder mm-hmm. pedal extensions. But they fly those aerobatically.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They do that, you know? So I wanted to bring up Tammy Jo Schultz, who's been such an inspiration and I think has really changed the dynamics with a lot of commercial aviation people that used to get, you know, even 10 years ago, they'd be getting on the airplane and saying, oh, no, a woman pilot, oh, no. You know, it's bad. It's, you know, men and women were doing that. Now, since Tammy Jo Schultz has had so much positive publicity and military background and then commercial aviation, people are getting on the airplane and saying, oh, good, we got a lady up there.
Well, you know,
I'm wondering, you know, over the years, the whole science of cockpit resource management and the dynamics between captain and first officer, women interact socially, they work socially differently than guys.
Exactly.
So I wonder how the training works for you guys. I mean, do they change it? I mean, you guys don't have the ego things that we get macho. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys do that. So I would think it'd be better.
Interesting point, and Jackie, pick up where I'm going to leave off, but I think the medical field has been a forerunner before us because the surgeons, male-female surgeon interactions, were difficult at first, and so we learned from that. And I think things are kind of progressing with a little bit of that influence, and they're professionals up there, and they learn and they train, and that's what part of their training is, crew resource management and how to interact. And there's always a couple of dunderheads, male and female, that are going to be difficult to get along with. And, you know, that's just life. So part of FAST, Female Aviators Sticking Together, is learning how to communicate with those types of people, the difficult ones, the ones that are a little too much ego and a little, you know, which is interesting. If you have too much ego or you're too aggressive or too arrogant, it's because you have low self-esteem, generally.
Yeah.
So
and you
we kiss up a little bit.
I think every first officer learns that one.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things in aviation that can get you killed real quick is ego and arrogance. Definitely.
Exactly.
So you've got to park that when you walk into the cockpit, preferably sooner.
I think I lost my luggage once.
Could be. You deserve to have your luggage lost. Jeez.
Anyway, back to the group. I read that it's exploding with people. I just love this online stuff.
Yeah, so we are up to 8,700 plus FAST members right now, which is actually staggering. If you looked at that, that's 20% of the female pilots
total,
in the U.S.
Right,
yeah.
Pilot population.
Now, of course, we have a global group, so we have people from all over the world, not just the United States. But the group is growing exponentially, so it's really great to see all these different backgrounds and different experiences and how people are able to support each other.
And then you need a translator.
Yeah.
Google Translate.
English is the universal language in aviation.
Huh.
You can go anywhere in the world, any airport, any tower, they'll have an accent. It'll be maybe a little hard to understand them first time, but then you get used to it. It's all in English, like the phonetic alphabet, Alpha,
right.
Bravo, Charlie, Delta, you know, all those things. It's
all
you know,
English.
Thank goodness, you know, yeah.
This organization, it's not just for airline pilots, it's for any female pilot.
Absolutely, yeah. So I am not an airline pilot. I'm a private pilot. I started by flying for fun. And the group is great for anyone that has a private pilot certificate or anything beyond that. So no matter where you are in that journey of aviation on the flying side, the group is open to women that are pilots.
So Female Aviators Sticking Together, FAST group, you have to be a private pilot.
At least,
could
right.
Could be a balloon private pilot, could be glider, it could be the Goodyear blimp, it could be anything, which they all are in part of our group. We have a sister organization called LIFT, Ladies in Flight Training, so all you have to have is a student pilot. And many of our FAST group are members of that group.
So
and
you can transition once you get your certificate.
Yeah, transition. We can give advice and we can encourage and stuff. And so many success stories just in the past year of all these women that have, you know, gleaned a little bit of knowledge from us. And
well, you just hit something there. Something occurred to me. What about light sport pilots? That's not a private. It's the step below it. Are you going to accommodate women with LSAs?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure. I do believe that recreational is not qualifying for the group, but I'm not sure on light sport. Certainly, we can find out, and there's more information on the website as well, femaleaviators.org. So if folks have questions about that, they could always go online and send in an inquiry.
Right. And to contact us.
Yeah, so we have a website that is femaleaviators.org. And on that website, there is an option to request to join the FAST group. And there's just a bit of information that we ask that is shared. And that information will go to our admins. They'll review your qualifications and then either add you and approve you to the group or, let you know what the qualifications are.
Right. Not yet, but close.
Right, yeah. Keep at it.
There you go.
And then the other one is if you go right to the website, the FAST, the Facebook website.
Yeah, certainly. So we are a private group. So if you aren't already a member of the group, you won't necessarily be able to find us and join and add yourself on Facebook. But once you are added, you will be able to access our Facebook group, which is where most of our dialogue happens.
And I imagine it's a great networking opportunity too.
It is.
So
we post jobs on there. You know, California, Europe, wow. Africa. India, all these things that all openings, as soon as an opening happens, it's like bam.
Yeah, and not only that, but a lot of ladies have airlines that they're really interested in working for, and they're able to, by using the mechanism of the Facebook group, find others who work for that airline.
So, hey, keep an eye open.
Get some information about it and understand what they're looking for. So it's a really big help that way, too.
Kind of a way to get them into the inside track.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing we want to make sure we hit on is that we're also forming mentoring groups. We've got scholarships available. One of the scholarship ladies is iHeart Flying, mm-hmm. and she's got a $5,000 scholarship, and she's going nationwide with that. And we've got a few others in that area. But the mentoring program, you know, where we can take one Sky Sister under our arms, under our wings, and go forward, and then events coming up.
Yeah, so we're also looking at ways to get these women together physically, not just be online. So we're looking at maybe starting with an annual event and then potentially figuring out where we want to go from there, but just an opportunity to get together and share best practices, things that we've learned. We're not looking to recreate what's already out there, but sort of a new type of event for women to come together as pilots, yeah. in the community.
Because it's nice online. You get to know these people a little bit, and you go to their Facebook page, and you see a little bit, oh, she flies that, and that kind of thing. And we just had a little event here over at the International Market, and there's about 50 of us at Air Venture, but most of us are hard working, doing stuff and doing different things, volunteering. And so 20 of them showed up. And I think they're going to put our picture in the newspaper or something like that. And so that's kind of nice. Advertising is part of
yep.
the big deal.
Yeah.
And so many organizations fall short of that. The alphabet groups fall short. Aviation alphabet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. It's femaleaviators.org. I want to thank you ladies for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.
Thank you.